In the Beginning, a Twin Sisters ebook, written by Kim Mitzo Thompson and Karen Mitzo Hildebrand, illustrated by Ron Kaufman. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. These are the very first words in the Bible. Then God began to make everything. God said, "Let there be light." And guess what? There was light. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. That was the end of the first day of creation. On the second day, God made the oceans. Then he put the blue sky between the ocean waters and the darkness of space. The second day was over. On the third day, God gathered the waters together and made the dry land appear. He made tall mountains and very long rivers. God called the dry land earth, and the water he called sea. Then God said, "Let there be plants on the earth, and all the things that grow." On the fourth day, God said, "Let the great lights appear in the sky." Just by saying these words, God made the sun and the moon and the stars. He made them out of nothing at all. God looked at all that he had made, and he saw that it was good. On the fifth day, God said, "Let there be fish in the oceans and lakes and birds in the air." The oceans were filled with sharks and dolphins and whales. In the sky, there were robins and cardinals and giant bald eagles. This all happened on the fifth day. God looked around and said that everything was good. God created so much on the sixth day. First, God said, "Let there be animals upon the earth." Soon there were giraffes, zebras, and lions, and tigers, and bears. Tiny chipmunks and little black squirrels. Can you imagine creating all the animals? That must have been great fun. God wasn't finished that day. Next, God said, "Let us make people." The man named Adam was God's most amazing creation. Adam was so very different than everything else God had created. God created Adam in his own image. That means Adam could think and make choices. He could talk to God. Adam and God were the best of friends. Adam and Eve were the first man and woman on earth. God gave them a beautiful place to live called the Garden of Eden. God allowed them to eat everything in the garden except for the fruit on the tree that grew in the middle. This was the only rule that God wanted Adam and Eve to follow. One day, when Eve was walking through the garden, a serpent appeared. The serpent said, "God does not want you to eat the fruit from this tree, because you will become as wise as him, and you will know the meaning of good and evil." Tempted by the serpent's words, Eve took a bite of the fruit, and then took it to Adam. They both broke God's only rule. God knew that Adam and Eve had disobeyed him. He was very sad. He told Adam and Eve to leave the garden.